In the book of Proverbs, but I want to begin by reading just a little bit out of Matthew chapter 7. It says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." Now, who in life wants to be known as a fool? You know, if you're called a fool, that's a derogatory statement. It's somebody's not giving you a compliment when they call you a fool. Being known as a fool is not a good thing. And here in Matthew chapter 7, we find someone who is foolish is somebody who lives independently of what Christ has said. Maybe they even know the right way, but they don't follow the right way. And we find the end of the fool is destruction. You know, it says that, verse 27, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." So we see the fool, the life of the fool ends in destruction. We see here the independence that a fool brings to life. He doesn't need what Christ has said to run his life. He can build his house his own way, but his own way ends in destruction. You know, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." That verse is given twice in the book of Proverbs. We're going to look at not every verse on the fool in the book of Proverbs. We're going to kind of take a section between Proverbs chapter 15 and the first part of Proverbs chapter 18 and look at some of the characteristics of a fool. And hopefully this can give us some insight into our own lives if we've been foolish in certain areas. Hopefully as parents, it can give you instruction that will help to see your children go, to aim them and point them in the right direction. You know, because the Bible says, you know, a father of a fool hath no joy. Proverbs chapter 15, first of all, I'd like to see that a fool has a bad relationship to authority. A fool has a bad relationship to authority. It says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 5, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." Here we find the fool despises. All right, he doesn't like, he contemns, he spurns the instruction that his father is seeking to give him. And really, in this context of the book of Proverbs, it's going to be godly wisdom that the father is seeking to impart to his son. That godly instruction, that godly discipline in which the father is seeking to point that son in a particular pathway of life. That particular pathway of godly wisdom. All right, and what's involved in it says, "But he that regardeth reproof is prudent." All right, in this sense here, it's that he's pointing them. He's seeking to discipline them. He's seeking to really see that young person go in a particular direction. All right, but a fool doesn't want that. All right, he wants to go his own way. He wants to live his own life, and he spurns it. He contemns that instruction that he is given. A fool knows better. You know, a fool is very short-sighted. It says, "He that regardeth reproof is prudent." You know, the Bible says, what does a prudent man do? It says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself." All right, but a fool is not concerned about that. A fool is so set in going their own direction in life. And they're going to have this bad relationship to authority. A fool doesn't like to be restricted. All right? And so what's he going to do? He is going to react. when he feels like his way in life is being restricted. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 20, just a little bit later on in the chapter, it says, A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. You know, a fool is not thankful for the hours of sacrifice and labor that have been invested in his life. He doesn't understand what has been done so that his life can be pointed in a particular direction. And instead of responding in love, instead of responding in thankfulness, how does a fool respond? He despises. You know, may we watch out for those that would despise the direction, the biblical direction that they have been, that people have sought to point them in. But because they couldn't go their way, what do? They react. And instead of loving that, instead of being thankful for that, it says here, they despise it. All right? There's joy, though, with those that receive it. But it is despised by those that do not like it. It says in verse number 21, folly is what? Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. You know, folly, the person that enjoys that is somebody that doesn't have wisdom. You know, they have earthly wisdom. They have a short-sighted view of life. They can't see beyond the horizon. They can only see right in front of them. You know, does that describe your life? Do you have that bad relationship to authority? Maybe it's a godly father. Maybe it's a godly mother. They're trying to point you in the right direction. They're trying to seek to impart to you biblical wisdom. Well, a fool is going to spurn that. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 21. You know, what does this result in? Well, it says, he that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. And the father of a fool hath no joy. You know, parents, you need to be instructed that you need to do whatever you can to see your child become a wise child. You know, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. You know, we need to employ loving discipline, properly done biblical discipline in our families. Why? Because we love our children. You know, not a false worldly view, but a biblical view of consistent, loving discipline. The Bible says, for whom a father loves, he what? He chastens. Why? Because he wants to see him go in the right direction. And you know, we can't... I was reading something recently about the whole Dr. Spock, and I think actually Dr. Spock, near the end of his life, realized the harm that he had done through his philosophy that he, you know, spread through the United States, probably more than that, probably across the world. We need to be so careful that we do not allow ourselves to be influenced by the world and their thinking on raising children. We need to understand the danger. You know, we allow young people to go in the direction that they want to go in. You know, that's a fool ultimately. He is headed in his direction, mindlessly will do what he wants to do. What's it going to produce? It's going to produce sorrow. It's going to produce a lack of joy. The father of a fool hath no joy. So we find that a fool has a bad relationship to authority. Young person, you know, what is your relationship to your parents? Is there a sweetness there? Is there a desire to want to follow the biblical wisdom that they want to impart to you? What's your relationship to authority that wants to seek to train and see you go in the right direction? You know, when somebody confronts you about an issue in your life, Do you despise that person? Do you want to avoid them? Or are you thankful for that? A fool will despise that person that seeks to reprove them. But a prudent man is going to be one that is going to appreciate that reproof that is given. Then secondly, I'd like us to see that a fool is controlled by his passions. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. We're right about there. Proverbs chapter 18. Verse number 2, it says, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. All right, a fool is driven not by the desire to want to know, to want to grow in biblical wisdom, but he wants to discover himself. All right, he is driven by his passions. And you look at a fool, he doesn't like reproof. He doesn't like confrontation with the way he's going. Why? He wants to discover himself. He wants to go his own direction. Proverbs number 17 and verse number 24, we know the fool, he'll take the shortcut. He doesn't want to spend the time, take the time to learn things that are going to result in something that's worthwhile in life. It says in verse 24, wisdom is before him that hath understanding. It says, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth. Instead of right now taking the time to develop the right disciplines in his life that are going to result in something worthwhile, you know, he just wants to find some shortcut to get where he wants to go. You know, he wants to ride the shortcut express, you know, but it leads to long time failure. A fool is controlled by his passions. You know, you can see it in his mouth. What does he do? He pours out foolishness. Doesn't take the time to think. And it leads us to our third point here. A fool has an uncontrolled tongue. Fool has an uncontrolled tongue. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. There's a purpose behind what he says. He useth knowledge in the right way, for the right purpose. It says, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, a little bit later on in the chapter, says, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. It says, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. A fool has an uncontrolled tongue. He feeds on foolishness. You know, he's going to be one that's going to enjoy the speech of others that's foolish. Proverbs number 18 and Proverbs 18, verse number 5. Find the tongue of the fool, he's ready to lash out at others. It says it is... that's not the verse I wanted. Let's go to verse number 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. All right, he enters into contention. He's not carefully guarding what he gets his mouth into. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. You know, a fool does not really care about how powerful his tongue can be. He's going to enter into contention, and ultimately his mouth is going to be his destruction. You know, the book of Proverbs, you know, says death and life are what? In the power of the tongue. You know, but what does a fool do? Does he care about that? No, he just spews it out. And how careful we need to be with our tongue. You know, just, the Bible talks about, you know, pleasant, and I can't think of it exact, but, you know, pleasant words, imparting wisdom. You know, how careful we need to be that our words are imparting wisdom instead of tearing down. So a fool has an uncontrolled tongue. You know, we need to be careful about that. We need to be careful of the things we say. We need to be careful of the things that we write, the things that we do. Are they characterized by foolishness? Just, boy, we just let it go? Are we guarded in the things that we are willing to say? Fourthly, a fool has a bad value system. A fool values that which is meaningless in life. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 16. It says, "Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it?" A fool doesn't value wisdom. He has a false value system. And you know, this world has a bad value system. You know, this world places so much value on things in life that are really basically meaningless. You know, what is our country just going after, throwing, you know, our country is throwing so much money after entertainment. And you think of professional sports, you think of the whole entertainment industry with the movies and, you know, the movie theaters and how much money we just pour into things that are so meaningless in life. You know, people will so easily, you know, spend maybe $100 to go out to eat. But boy, to get spend $50 maybe on a good book or a nice Bible or something that could be worthwhile in life. You know, how hard is it for them to do that? You know, they'll go out and they'll spend however much money to attend some, you know, entertainment outing. But they couldn't spend that same money on something worthwhile. You know, maybe spend that money on learning something that's going to help them to better serve God. Or spend that time on learning something that's going to better enable them to serve God. You know, it's so easy for fools to waste money on things. Why? Because they have a bad value system. All right? They're about what? Discovering their heart rather than about discovering God's will for their life. You know, what kind of a value system do you have? What are you willing to spend your money on? What are you willing to spend your time on? It can reveal who you truly are in life. A fool, it says, you know, that there is no price in, he doesn't put a wisdom, that's not worth anything to him. He doesn't have a heart for it. Why would I want to spend money on something like that? That's ridiculous. You know, that's crazy. You know, a fool is not going to want to sit there. Why would I want to, you know, go to church? Now, obviously, you're here in church tonight. That's a good thing. All right? You're putting value on something that lasts for eternity. But there's so many other things that we need to be careful of that we're not putting that can reveal where our heart truly is by what we're willing to spend money on, because we're willing to spend money on that which has worth to us. You know, what is it? You know, a fool is not going to spend money. He's not going to put, you know, he's not going to invest in things that are going to produce something lasting, truly lasting in life. A fool has a bad value system. Fifthly, I'd like us to see that a fool is a dangerous person to be around. Proverbs 17, verse number 12. "Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly." And I saw a story about a couple, I think, who were in Yellowstone Park, and there was a mother grizzly bear. And I don't know if they weren't aware it was there or whatever happened, but this mother grizzly bear unfortunately got a hold of them, and I think they both died. You know, it's a pretty dangerous thing to meet a bear that has those cubs. And do we understand the danger of being around a fool? Boy, it's dangerous. You know, and it's not just being around foolish people, but it can be reading foolish books. It can be reading foolish websites. You know, however we are getting that life of a fool drilled into us, we need to realize it's dangerous. You know, and a foolish person, boy, you know, they've got to do something. I mean, it's got to be their way. And it could get really dangerous. You know, a fool could have something on them, maybe a weapon or whatever, and boy, they get into a situation where they're just uncontrolled. And some dangerous things can happen. But spiritually, dangerous things can happen when we are around foolish people. And we need to be warned of that. You know, tonight, as we look at these characteristics, parents, boy, how concerned we need to be that from a young age we are seeking to see our children develop into a wise person, a wise young person. And we seek to follow God's pathway to see that wisdom instilled within them. You know, how important it is for us to see these characteristics and realize, boy, I don't want to have anything to do. You know, a bad relationship to authority, being controlled by our passions, having an uncontrolled tongue, having a bad value system. And realize how important it is to have the fear of God in our lives, which is the beginning of true wisdom. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would help us, Lord, in this matter. Lord, if there's an area of our lives where there's foolishness, Lord, may we see it. Lord, may we see that it's a result of allowing our passions to take control rather than allowing your Spirit to guide us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be open and honest, Lord, in our own hearts. And that your Spirit, Lord, would just graciously point out areas in which we've been going our own direction rather than submitting ourselves to your perfect plan and will for our lives. And Lord, may we not head down that pathway. Lord, we can be so driven sometimes to just want to go our own way. And Lord, may we see the end result of that. May we, Lord, walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.